This is On the Media. I'm Brooke Gladstone.
And I'm Bob Garfield. 30 years ago this week in Argentina, the pioneering investigative journalist Rodolfo Walsh was murdered by the henchmen of the military regime ruling his country. When the leader of the junta, General Jorge Videla, seized control of Argentina, he asked the press to be honest and not obsequious in its coverage of his regime, but he didn't mean it. Now Argentina no longer suffers under a dictatorship, but the media still struggle for genuine independence. Rachel Hopkin has this report on the past, present, and future of the Argentinian press.
Horacio Verbitsky has been a journalist in Argentina since the 1960s, but after Videla took control in March of 76, everything changed.
Then for doing real journalism in Argentina, it was absolutely necessary to go underground.
Which is what Verbitsky did. He joined his friend and colleague, Rodolfo Walsh, in a clandestine news network that Walsh had quickly pulled together.
We disperse information concerning the concentration camps, the kidnapping, the torture, the killings of people that were sent to the media inside the country and now abroad.
One of the people killed was Walsh's own daughter. A few months later, he wrote an open letter to the junta.
The last thing that Rodolfo did before being killed by a platoon of the Navy was to send the first copies of the open letter.
Although they arrived with the newspapers a couple of days later, it would be many years before the open letter was freely published in Walsh's homeland. His death also went unreported.
Perdón, señor, buen día. ¿No podría dar alguna información?
No puedo dar ninguna información, señor Mayala.
Gracias.
In that archive recording, a journalist is asking a policeman why he is conducting a stop-and-search investigation. The policeman tells him he can give no information, and the journalist thanks him. End of questions. But even such a gentle approach could put an Argentine journalist in danger during the dictatorship years. And over 100 journalists, like Walsh, were murdered. But Verbitsky believes that the reasons for the lack of critical reporting had even deeper roots.
Since 1930 on, Argentina went through at least one dictatorship a decade. And each one was more criminal than the previous one. And a culture of fear prevailed in the whole society, and especially in the journalistic community.
The English language Buenos Aires Herald was in its centenary year when the military coup took place. With its church notices and small ads, it can have the feel of a village newspaper. But during the dictatorship, it took on a heroic and lonely role, routinely publishing details of the disappeared at great risk to the journalists involved. Andrew Graham Yule, its then news editor, was forced to go into exile in Britain. There he gained an international perspective on the media back home.
The press was the mockery of the world. It really sucked up to the military government.
By the time he returned a few years later on a visit, Argentina was losing the Falklands War. And with the military government now severely weakened, change was in the air.
June 1982 showed a series of reports which concentrated on the disappeared of the previous 6 years. Suddenly, you know, people started saying, look, there's mass burial ground in cemetery so-and-so. I saw secret burials at night in another cemetery. So all the dirt of the 6 years starts to come to the surface.
The dictatorship fell 1 year later. Argentinians devour the newspapers, which they can buy at stands on almost every street corner. Clarín and La Nación are the long-established big sellers, but in the 1980s a new paper started up, Página 12. Horacio Verbitsky has written for it since it launched. He says Página 12 broke new ground in investigative reporting, taking on the government of Carlos Menem, elected in 1989. For instance, there was the story about Menem's brother-in-law and advisor taking a bribe from an American firm.
When we broke this news, the first reaction of the mainstream press was silence. Then it was next week that the rest of the Argentine press started to run pieces on corruption in the government.
Menem's government began over 100 legal proceedings against journalists. Verbitsky, who was later honoured with an International Press Freedom Award, was threatened with jail under the catch-all desiccato law. Loosely translated, it means disrespect. Verbitsky went to the Organization of American States to challenge Menem, and the law was done away with. The current president, Nestor Kirchner, came to power in 2003. Under him, the economy has grown after a meltdown a couple of years earlier. His approval ratings are very high among the public at large, though perhaps not so high among all journalists. Miguel Vinyasky is a senior editor at Clarín. He says there's no lack of pressure from the current government.
You write an article and they call you and press you for write another thing, but it's oral, it's just a call. We have no trials to the journalist, and we have no journalist killed or disappeared as the dictatorship. It's a very different situation.
Andrew Graham Yule is now back living in Argentina and is the editor of the Buenos Aires Herald. He says the pressure now is based more on money than fear.
And this government has a really evil little habit of using government advertising to favour pro-government press. And it's a carrot and stick situation. I think most of the press now, in one way or another, is pro-government. And that's a favour or a support which is bought.
Bought or not, one Kirchner policy has met with widespread approval. Abolishing the highly controversial amnesty previously awarded to the henchmen of the dirty war by Carlos Menem. Now, new legal proceedings are finally underway to attain justice for their victims. In one such recent trial, a key witness was disappeared, just as thousands were 30 years ago. The case was widely reported. Miguel Vinyasky told me that journalists now are not afraid when it comes to reporting on the crimes of past governments.
But would you be afraid of reporting, say, corruption in the government now?
Yes. I think that our democracy is not a really open democracy. It's at the same time a feudal system with a strong personality in power. This tradition is too strong. So we are condemned to work in this kind of situation.
Horacio Verbitsky believes that the Argentine media needs to do some self-criticism if it's to come to terms with its over-compliant past.
The Argentine press needs to do some degree of self-criticism. And the Argentine press is ethically flawed because of their behavior during the leadership. And they must admit it, and they must ask for forgiveness for doing that.
As yet, there's no sign they're seeking absolution. For On the Media, this is Rachel Hopkin in Buenos Aires.